Today we're going to learn about the dual aspects of the Arba Kosos. And the way we'll go about this is by quoting two Rashis which seem to contradict each other. The Mishnah and the beginning of Arei Pesachim and Daf Tzadi Tesamun Beis tells us that you have to have at least 4 cups of wine. And Rashi says, why 4 cups? Keneged Arba Lashoni Geula, to correspond to the 4 terms of Geula of redemption, Hamurim Begalos Mitzrayim, that is said with respect to the exile in Egypt, Votseisi V'Yitzalti V'Galti V'Lakachti, the 4 terms of Geula, the 4 cups of wine. The Rashbam says this as well, and he cites the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah, but it's a Talmud Yerushalmi in Pesachim Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, where the Yerushalmi there says, Minayin La'arba Kosos, how do you know that you have to have 4 cups of wine? And Rav Yochanan says the name of Rabbaniya, to correspond to the 4 geulos, to the 4 terms of redemption. The problem with this source is that Rashi seems to contradict himself later on Daf Kuvches Amud Aleph, where Rashi says that, why do we have 4 cups of wine? Rashi says, Shlosha Keneged Shlosha Kosos, Shenemru B'Pasuk Zeh, 3 cups to correspond to the 3 cups that are said in this Pasuk. What Pasuk? This is Bereishis Perek Mem Pasuk Yud Aleph, where the butler tells Yosef of his dream, and the butler says, V'kos para biyodi, and the cup of para was in my hands, V'ekach es ha'adavim, and I took the grapes, V'eschat osab el kos paro, and I squeezed them by the cup of paro, V'atein es ha'kos al kaf paro, and I gave the cup to paro's palm, or placed it on paro's palm. So since it mentions the kos 3 times, and Rashi says the 4th, Revi, Birkas Sabah. So that's how you get 4 cups of wine. And the truth is, this is actually another opinion in the Talmud Yerushalmi, that there's one opinion that says the 4 terms of Geula, the source for the 4 cups of wine are the 4 terms of Geula. But then the Yerushalmi continues and says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar Kenegar Arba Kosos Shel Paro. It corresponds to the 4 cups of Paro. So the problem is, what does Rashi hold? And the Yerushalmi seems to indicate that there's a machlokas, there's a debate. And so what's the source of the 4 cups of wine? Is it the 4 terms of Geula, the 4 terms of redemption, or is it the 4 cups of wine, the four cups within the story of Yosef, the butler, and Paro, or maybe 3 cups plus another cup? Rashi seems to not say that it's a machlokes. In Tzadi Test, he says it's the 4 lashonos of Geula, and in Daf Kufches, he seems to say it's the cups of Paro. So before we answer that, we want to ask another question. The She'iltos of Rav Chai Gaon in Parshat Tzav, Shilta Ayin Zayin. So the Shilta says a strange formulation. Shilta says, V'arba kosos shel Pesach k'neged mi. What do the 4 cups of wine on Pesach correspond to? K'neged arba kosos shel kosos b'paro shenemar v'kos paro b'yadi. So it gives, the first opinion is it to correspond to the 4 cups by Paro. And later on, the Shilta says, V'arba kosos mina Torah menalon. What's the source of the 4 cups from the Torah? And what's the answer of the Shiltos? Can I get Arba Gulos Shekosta B'Sias Mitzrayim? The 4 terms of redemption that said in Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he cites the Pasuk of Votseisi V'Yitzalti V'Ga'alti V'Lakachti. And on this Shiltos, the Netziv and the Hamek Shela Os Dalet has 2 basic questions. First question is, why does the Shiltos say that the Dal Kosos, the 4 cups, what's the source in the Torah? What does that mean? We know that the mitzvah of the Dal Kosos is their Drabanan. So what does the Shiltos mean? That what's the Torah source for the Dal Kosos? It's Drabanan. And if you want to say it's Doraisa, as the Netziv, so why isn't the source of the 4 cups of Paro? Why isn't that the Torah source? In other words, either it's rabbinic, so you don't ask about what's the Torah source? And if you mention a Torah source, why are the 4 lashonos of Geula coming? Why is that the Torah source and not the cups of Paro, which also come from the Torah? So it's also a little strange. So perhaps in order to understand Rashi's position and the position of the She'iltos, we could begin to answer this by a Rambam. The Rambam writes, based on the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Chesam Beis, the Gemara there says, well, what if you drink 4 cups of wine in one shot? Are you Yotzei the mitzvah? Another question is, what if you drink 4 cups of wine, 4 separate occasions that are undiluted, completely undiluted? So the way the Rambam understands this position, the way he understands this Gemara in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Zayin Halacha Tes, he explains that if you drink 4 cups of wine from wine that is undiluted, it's eino mazug, you have discharged your obligation of the 4 cups, but you have not discharged your obligation of chayrus, of freedom. And if you drink 4 cups of wine at once, in one time, you fulfill the obligation of chayrus, of freedom, but not the obligation of the arba kosos. So how do we understand this? So the Griz explains that there are really 2 aspects of the mitzvah of arba kosos. Explains that the Rambam is of the opinion in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav. So he writes that in every generation, you have to make yourself appear as if you yourself left Egypt now. And what's the basis for this? It says in the Torah, V'zacharta ki eved hayisa, you need to remember that you were a slave in Egypt. In other words, you need to think about the fact that you were a slave in Egypt and you were freed. And therefore, that when you eat the meal on the night of the Seder night, first night of Pesach, you need to eat and drink and recline in a free and derech cherus, the way of someone who's free. And therefore, you have to have 4 cups of wine. So there's 1 aspect of the 4 cups of wine, which is an act of freedom, and it's a fulfillment of the Torah mitzvah of V'zacharta ki eved hayisa b'mitzrayim. You should remember that you were a slave in Egypt. And then the Griz writes, but that's only 1 aspect. The second aspect, that the main takana, the institution of Dal Kosos, the rabbinic institution of drinking 4 cups of wine to fulfill the Torah obligation of V'zacharta ki eved hayisa b'eretz Mitzrayim, once that was instituted, so then Chazal said, you know what? With respect to every cup of wine, let's connect it to another mitzvah. So this could explain, the first cup of wine is connected to the mitzvah of Kiddush. The second cup of wine is connected to the mitzvah of Magid. The third cup of wine is connected to the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. The fourth cup of wine is connected to the mitzvah of Hallel. So this can explain the Rambam's position. The Rambam holds that if you drink 4 cups of wine at once, all at once, at the same time, you have fulfilled the mitzvah of freedom, of V'zacharta ki'eved hayisa b'eretz Mitzrayim. But you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Dal Kosos, of having 4 cups of wine to connect to 4 mitzvos, because you drink it all at once. Alternatively, if you drink 4 cups of wine, but the wine is undiluted, you're not going to fulfill the basic mitzvah of freedom, because for feeling v'zacharta ki'eved hayisa b'eretz Mitzrayim, because when you drink the undiluted wine, you don't feel free, it doesn't taste good. But since you're still drinking 4 cups of wine and connecting to 4 different mitzvahs, so you'll fulfill the koshel bracha, that aspect of the mitzvah. So if Yerucham Olshin writes that this perhaps can explain the position of the She'iltos. The She'iltos essentially is saying that from the 4 cups of, from the cups of Paro, we learn about the 4 cups of a bracha, that drinking is an important activity, and the obligation of, well, the obligation of drinking the 4 cups of wine in a free way, in a derech cherus, so that is, the Shiltas asks, That's from the Torah. What's the source of that from the Torah? So we know there's a Torah obligation of reenacting our leaving Egypt, of Vizacharta, Kievet Yisim. You should remember as if you left Egypt. But where in the Torah, where do we find that we should have four, that is through four cups of wine? Well, there's a hint to it with the four types of redemption. So there's a Torah obligation of Zechartik Evi Hayisim Mitzrayim. So where do we find that it's through four cups? That's the four types of redemption. How do you know that you require specifically Arba Kosos, right? The from Botzeisi Vitzatu means you should do it maybe you should do it four times. So why specifically four cups of bracha, four cups associated with four mitzvos? Or how do we know that drinking is an important activity? So that you know from Paro. So again, the two different aspects, the four geulos, that's the aspect of freedom associated with the mitzvah of drinking the four cups of wine, that it should be with a koshel bracha, maybe associated with different mitzvahs, that's from the kosos of Paro. And this can perhaps also explain the Rashi, the two different Rashis, that in the first Rashi in Psachim Daf Tzadi Tes, so there Rashi is asking the following question. How do we know that there's a mitzvah of acting like you're a free person on Pesach with four cups of wine? So the answer is, this is the telling us that we have to have four cups of wine, and it should be in a way of to celebrate our freedom. But how do we know that there's an obligation to have four kosos shel bracha, that we should have four cups to correspond, to connect to four different mitzvos? So that's the Rashi in Daf Kuf Chesamun Aleph, where he says it's connected to the four cups of Paro. It seems to me that the Seder really is trying to accomplish two different goals with these two different aspects of the Arba Kosos. On the one hand, the Arba Kosos is an opportunity to thank Hashem for freeing us. Seder night is a time where we celebrate our freedom. And our goal is to appreciate every step of freedom. There was Vehotzeisi. Hashem took us out to end the oppression. Vitzalti, he saved us, perhaps to end our slavery. Vega'alti, he redeemed us to end our strangeness, right? Because the pasuk says, "Ger yezarecha," you're going to be a stranger. Va'avadum ve'inu asam. And then maybe v'lakachti, the fourth type of freedom was maybe more of a spiritual freedom. V'lakachti eschem li la'am. But the point is that the aspect of the four cups of wine that celebrates our freedom, so that is all about using the Seder as an opportunity to say, thank you, Hashem, for freeing us. But Chazal said that not only do we have four cups of wine to celebrate our freedom and to say thank you to Hashem, but the Seder is also a time of Kol Shel Bracha. Every element of freedom, every bracha has to be associated with a mitzvah, with responsibility, that we have to not only drink four cups of wine, but with each cup of wine that we drink has to connect to a mitzvah, with Kiddush, Haggadah, Birkas HaMazon, and Hallel. And maybe then the point that Chazal wanted to teach us is that the Seder night is not merely a time of thank you Hashem for freeing me, but it's a time where we connect that thank you to a mitzvah. And essentially we're saying that Hashem didn't just free us so that we will say thank you to Hashem, but Hashem freed us for a mitzvah, for a purpose. And both are goals on the night of Pesach. There is a debate as to how the Mefarshim understand the line in the Torah which says, V'igat lebincha b'yomahu le'mor b'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeis b'Yitzrayim, that we tell our children, b'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeis b'Yitzrayim. Does it mean, as some of Farshim want to say, that we're saying that we're having these food items, why? As an expression of gratitude for what Hashem did for what we left Egypt, for when we left Egypt. So essentially, Seder night is a thank you. Or perhaps it's like what Rashi says, Bavur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim. Then we take these mitzvah items and we're saying, Hashem took us out so that, Bavur zeh, so that we will perform these mitzvos when we left Egypt. The goal of Seder night is not only to say thank you, but the goal of Seder night is to recognize that we were freed for a mission to serve God, to perform mitzvos, to live a life of service. And that's the goal of Seder night. And both goals are found within the mitzvah of Arba Kosos, the goal of saying thank you, the four lashonos of Geula, and the Koshel Bracha of using these Kosos to inspire us to perform mitzvos as a result of our tremendous gratitude towards Hashem for taking us out of Egypt.